ministry gives insight into coping with Mexico's drug wars. Christians are being targeted in Nigeria's post-election violence, and Haiti's new president puts his priorities in order. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A total of 64 people have been arrested in connection with the 145 bodies found in a mass grave in Mexico. Spanish World Ministries is broadcasting into Mexico on 12 radio stations. Executive Director Daniel Sandoval says drug cartels, gang violence, kidnappings, and murder make life difficult. He says not only are North American missionaries affected, so are Mexican ministries.
In Ciudad Juarez, in the northern part of Mexico, around 100 pastors had to leave the city due to threats received from the drug cartels. The pastor of one of the largest churches in Michoacán was kidnapped. Now, this is something that you will never hear in the regular media.
Sandoval says people need Christ. In order to help the nation change, he says they need to expand their reach.
We know that only Christ is the real hope, but people need to hear about this real hope. My prayer is to have 100 stations transmitting the gospel.
$15 a month can help reach 24 people. We'll connect you at our website. Elsewhere, violence greeted the results of Nigeria's April 16th presidential election. Over the next 5 days, Muslim protesters expressed their outrage over the victory of President Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian politician. Open Doors confirms the destructive and deadly toll on churches, Christian homes and businesses, mission compounds, and pastors throughout the Muslim North. Pray that things will settle down soon. Ask God for both wisdom and direction for the Open Doors Nigerian team. You're listening to Mission Network News. Michel Martelly, a Haitian pop singer turned president, is proving adept at transition. He inherits a country in crisis, faces a stalled reconstruction effort, a nation barely past the deadly cholera outbreak, and a looming rainy season. This week, Martelly made an unexpected visit to a church the Baptist Haiti Mission knows well. What happened next was totally unexpected. Ron Sparks says,
he knelt down, asked for prayer, and asked for forgiveness for the way that he had been living. And he said, I cannot change this country. Only God can. That's been confirmed by a couple of different people that we have down there in Haiti. And if his attitude, in fact, is like that, then that's reason to be encouraged.
With so many tests of his leadership in the coming weeks, Sparks is urging people to pray for Martelly.
We also know as believers that at the heart of anything is looking to God for leadership and answers and changing the spiritual minds and hearts of the people. That's really the beginning point of any effort.
Meanwhile, our hope at Mission Network News is to get people out of the pew and involved in missions. One church shares that vision. A Baptist congregation in Florida recently formed a partnership with Wycliffe Bible Translators to help advance Bible translation. The church hopes they can be the final push to complete and print a New Testament in the Philippines this year. The church will have the joy of providing the gospel for people for the first time ever in their heart language. And when you see a dime on the ground, it hardly seems worth picking up these days, does it? But actually, 10 cents is enough to pay for an entire meal through Global Aid Network. In fact, right now, 10 cents will pay for two meals with the current matching grant. Gain USA's Steve Watson puts it in perspective.
If you gave $35, you could help provide 700 meals.
Each year, Gain distributes about 16 million of these rice and soybean meals across the globe, spreading the gospel with everyone.
Every time we give someone a meal, it opens the door for us to talk to them about their life and to share Christ with them.
In fact, Watson recently saw a meal go beyond physical sustenance with a woman in Guatemala.
And we're actually providing those meals to her in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we tell her that he loves her. Then she sees, yeah, he does love me. He cares about my needs that I need to eat.
Head to our website to join in. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.